After a heavy storm blew through Waterloo region early Saturday afternoon, the sun began to shine just in time for a charity event at Cambridge Hot Dog Eatery, Wadupdog. The event, in support of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, was organized by Wadupdog owner, Todd Johns. Johns recently put his business up for sale because of health complications caused by his lifelong battle with diabetes. Having lived with the disease since he was 2 years old, Johns, now 42, says he knows how children are affected by the disease and of the complications it can cause later in life. "I was diagnosed with diabetes in the 80s. I wish there was more education about the disease back then," Johns said. "All of my medical issues now are because I have diabetes. I want to raise funds to help kids, so they don't have to go through what I have gone through." Johns has owned and operated Wadupdog for over 15 years. The diner, which specializes in gourmet hot dogs and sausages, has become a staple in the Preston community. 3 years ago, Johns was diagnosed with a number of serious health problems. "I got stage 4 kidney failure, heart failure, and I'm going blind in one eye," Johns said. "I'm now waiting for a kidney and pancreas transplant." Johns is known in the community for helping those in need. Over the years, he has served free hot meals at Christmas, free hot dogs to veterans on Remembrance Day, and has hosted various fundraisers to support local charities. The fundraiser at Wadupdog on Saturday included musicians, a dunk tank, entertainment, a hot dog eating contest, and, of course, hot dogs from Wadupdog. One brave local paramedic was eager to be dunked for a good cause. "It feels good to be here," said Cambridge paramedic Aaron Hoyt. "Wadupdog has always been great to us as a paramedic service and to the community. This is a small token of our appreciation for such a good cause." Andrew Beyer, owner of Rhythm and Brews Brewing Company in Cambridge, donated all of the beer in support of the event. "We are donating 100% of all sales," Beyer said. "It's something we just really wanted to do. We heard about the event and all that Todd was going through. We wanted to step up and support him and help the community." Jill Pascher, also from Rhythm and Brews, said she just had to come to the event. "It feels so good to be here. I work in healthcare and I just wanted to help. It's so important for the community to come together and support this good cause," Pascher said. John said it will be a few years before an organ transplant is possible, but for now he hopes to focus on his health and family, especially his 5-year-old daughter, Riley. With music playing and hot dogs cooking, Johns holds up his daughter in his arms. "I hope everyone comes out to support this good cause and just have a good time," Johns said. "I want to help kids with the diabetes so that they have a better chance. I want to help all I can." For more information about Wadupdog, visit here.